So we're continuing to look at Psalm 23, and we're going to do the 23rd Psalm, verse 4 today. As we look at this passage, if Psalm 23 is probably one of the most famous passages in the Scriptures, verse 4 is probably right up there as one of the most famous or widely known verses, either verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, or verse 4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear your rod and your staff to comfort me. I learned the 23rd Psalm in King James Version, and so I sometimes will go back to that, but as we look here at verse 4, we see that the psalmist it says that even though I walk through or I go through the darkest valley or the valley of the shadow of death is the way the King James translates it. It's literally the meaning of the Hebrew word shamawata, which occurs nearly 20 times in the Old Testament. It's the shadow of the death is the valley of the shadow of death is the idea of a ravine that is overhung by high cliffs filled with forests and animals that are and things that are there to prey on those walking through. But what's interesting is that what the Bible tells us is that even when I go through the valley, in other words, that's part of our life, is the fact that we will go through the valley of the shadow of death, the valleys of the darkest valleys. We don't always live on top of the mountain. And it's in those times where we go into the valley where we receive. In the valley is where the water is. In the valley is where the lush grass is. And so while there's less danger on the mountaintop and we all want to live on the mountaintop, rather instead we need to understand that God uses the valleys in our lives for us to trust him and for us to put our faith in him and for us to walk in him. And he says, I will fear no danger, or I will not be afraid, for you are with me. Notice he says here that he changes from God being in the third person to in person. The Lord is my shepherd, so now you are with me. He's addressing the fact that God, the shepherd, is no longer out ahead leading, rather he's right alongside of, escorting, protecting, watching over. The psalmist David writes and says that God is right here with me. So when I'm walking through the valley, I'm not alone, is what he says here. Oftentimes in our own lives and in lives each and every day, we seem to walk through some dark valleys and dark times in our lives. And the Bible says that God doesn't leave us, that God is right there with us, walking with us, and never does leave us. He says, I do not have to fear because you're with me. You know, when we're afraid, fear rules our lives and it affects our lives. And when we're afraid, what brings about peace is the comfort of knowing we're not alone. And the Bible tells us that God is right there with us. He's walking with us. He doesn't leave us. He doesn't forsake us. The problem is that we oftentimes say, well, I trust God, but I know God's with me, but. And the reality is that what we have to understand is what the psalmist is teaching here is there is no but. You are with me. I fear no death or danger. Why? Because you are with me. And then he says, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Now, a rod and a staff are two different things. A rod, there's a picture, artist rendition of a rod. It's a short club-like device. It was used for protection. It was used to club an animal or protect the sheep. The staff was longer, thinner, had a crook on one end as well. And what we see here is that the Bible says that God's rod, the rod and the staff, are there for comfort. What does that mean? Well, first of all, it has to do with protection, as I mentioned. The rod was a weapon. It was a symbol of power, of authority, of defense. It was a comfort to the sheep. It was comfort to Daniel to know that God has the authority and the power to protect and to watch over him no matter what. And then we also know that it was that the rod also and the staff provided guidance. You know, it gave direction. If you think about the Moses in the as he met with Pharaoh, you know, he brought his rod with him to demonstrate the power of God. And so what did he do when he laid down the rod and it turned into a snake? The rod speaks of the word of God. It speaks of the power of God. It speaks of the fact that God is there in authority, and he guides us. He gives us direction through that protection. And then the rod also, if you or the staff rather, if you think about there, that hook right there, that circular spot there, that crook, what it was used for was for, excuse me, it was used to inspect the sheep. Because they're long wool, it was easy for, it was not easy for them to, the shepherd to detect disease or defects in the sheep. For example, at a sheep show, an inferior animal can be clipped and shaped and shown as it appears to be a perfect specimen. But then, when they begin to shear it down, they find that that's not really true. And the rod was used to determine the condition of the skin, the cleanliness of the wool, of the fleece. In fact, one of the things that the phrase "pull the wool over your eyes," that's where that comes from. It's the idea that you have a sheep that you can't see the health of the sheep because of the wool. And so when we talk about pulling the wool over your eyes, that's where that comes from. And what we're talking about here is that God inspects us. God uses his word to inspect our lives and for us to be able to look at and to see where we are and see if we have fallen short. God's word tells us that God cares for the sheep because he's the good shepherd. And his rod and his staff are there to bring about comfort in the way in which it protects us from the evil one, but also how it inspects and disciplines us at times when we need it. And why is it that God does that? Because he loves us. They are of comfort. You know, when you think of a rod or a staff, it doesn't really necessarily think of comfort if it's used against you. But yet it brings about, it brings about a comfort, a peace, because we know that God is cares for us enough that he protects us, he inspects us, and he disciplines us. Next week we're going to look at Psalm 23, verse 5 and 6, and I hope that you'll join us next week as we continue to look at and study Psalm 23. Also, don't forget to hope that you'll join us Sunday morning at Sunday School at 9:15 a.m. and worship time at 10:30.